Good evening. It's Monday, October 2nd, 2017, at 6 p.m., and I am calling to order our Committee of the Whole meeting. Tonight, our topic is Downtown Sylvania Association Redbird Arts District Request for Financial Support in 2018 and questions from council on that subject. Present this evening, myself, Mary Westfall, other council members, Katie Capellini, Mark Fry, Doug Hanum, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lukey, and Jason Mishka. Also joining us from administration, Mr. Schroyer, Mrs. Brining, Chief Rodas, Mr. Sanford, and Mayor Stow is with us. So with that, I would want to make sure that as a point of clarification, this is a meeting of council. It is not a public hearing. However, we certainly are, I do fully anticipate that we'll have public conversation and look for input from all of you. But certainly as a starting point, I'd like to make sure that I manage it as a true committee meeting and open up to members of council if there's anything critical that they want to bring to attention before we open it up to the people who are here to dialogue on this. I think that makes a lot of sense. Is anybody opposed to that? So, you know, perhaps we can have you step up and introduce yourselves again like you did the last time. I know that you received a series of questions from us, and you responded to those, and, you know, I think you indicated to me at the start that you have a presentation that will address some of the answers to those. So, Ray Beth, if you want to step up and introduce yourself, and then the other members of the group that are here to talk this evening.
Community we created before we had our first art walk to make sure we were getting the word out and people knew. And basically, it got many people excited about what was about to become. So if you haven't seen the video, it's 30 seconds. We'll play it right now. I'm not sure how the sound is with this setup, so we will find out. And maybe the speaker video. Well, we can come back to the videos.
That's a great video.
We trust you.
Is anyone here from me? We have quick time on the computer? Okay. We will pull it up. One of our motivations for starting this video, when we were walking around, going business to business and asking them if they would like to participate in Member Arts District, one of the very first questions one of our potential members had was, wait, this sounds like the DSA. This sounds like everything that the DSA is doing. And at the time, we didn't really think about what that meant. We just know that getting people in all the businesses and doing something creative would help spark the excitement. Well, I guess as we've learned, that person's right. We were very much in line with the mission of the DSA.
So while she's looking, I would like to just quickly say I was a bit remiss in not welcoming all of these downtown business owners and friends to the council chambers today. We always love when we see you here and participating in things that are happening here. It certainly shows us that there's a lot of community interest and a lot of passion around this. So we're thrilled to have you here and look forward to you know, learning more about it all. I'm certain that all council members here are happy to see a full room.
Okay. As long as the internet is working, we should be good Have always been involved on a Friday night, but they have their biggest stage.
So Danny, can you set that just on slideshow and we could have a conversation then? Or do you have some other specifics within the PowerPoint?
A lot of it really just related to the question about the different milestones.
So you do have some other specific talking points in there, or are they photos primarily?
Photos and videos.
Okay, we love that, we love that. But I'm just thinking, right now, these are fabulous. I've been to many of the art walks. It's very powerful evening. And certainly, there's something that feels a little unique to each one of them. So I don't know if all the council members have had that opportunity, but I do know that certainly, personally, I have enjoyed them. But I do want to make sure, if we primarily have videos, maybe we can just set it on a slideshow routing and we could ask our questions and speak in a little bit more detail. Certainly, there were a lot of good questions. I think there were a lot of good responses. I'd just like to make sure that I make sure I understand the change from the Arts Commission. It did seem like it fit nicely in the Arts Commission. It seemed to be a nice partnership. It felt like it was addressing art-related issues. I certainly can see how it could fit in DSA as well. You know, it could go either way. Can you tell me a little bit about why you didn't move this forward through the Arts Commission and why you're moving it forward through the DSA instead, and, you know, what that conversation looked like?
I think one of the biggest reasons
you're welcome to.
So I might, you know, when all this started happening and, you know, we all have these similar questions, and I'm like, am I going crazy, or is this an unreasonable request, or is it reasonable? And, you know, I pulled out my DSA folder from, was it 2011, when we all sat down, community members, some of you, and looked through this. I called Danielle Steinhauser from Pogemeyer and kind of went through the scenario of where we were, and she's like, oh my gosh, they're following your whole plan. They are going point by point through this whole document you went through. And I mean, the 4 points, you guys are hitting them all. Organization, establishing consensus, cooperation with partnerships among stakeholders, promotion, creating a positive image in consumer confidence, events, marketing, promotion. Design is going to be on us for downtown. The economics, retaining and expanding successful business. I mean, I could read this whole report, and I don't even think you guys have the report. I mean, maybe Scott has it buried somewhere from like 10 years ago. But I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. You guys are like doing all this work. Pro bono.
So, opening up to other council members for other questions, and certainly I know many of you directed questions to them, but to highlight critical things you'd like further discussion on.
First of all, I appreciate all the answers, and that helped me a lot with the clarification that you provided, but I'm still a little confused on the dues. The answer you gave, there's 54 DSA members and 20 Redbird members. And there's different levels of DSA members. So I'm a little bit confused on how you're converting DSA and Redbird members, synergistically putting them together to come up with the dues piece. So can you help clarify that for me?
How we came up with the agreement is, when you take the Red Bird members and the dues that they're paying is $220 a year, DSA is $25.50, $100, that's the level. When it actually equals out, from what we collected, it was a little over $4,000 in dues, and what Red Bird and their members was a little over $4,000. So really, we're collecting about the same amount of money, membership-wise, overall, so about $150 actually comes out basically even, to where we have basically the same amount of money that we both had individually. So, and we ended up coming up with $175 for the new dues, just a one flat rate. But that's how we kinda came up with our new due structure. I don't know if that's answering your question.
Well, I guess what I'm a little confused by, when I do the math, it looks to me like 25 people or entities are joining this new structure. So is that what you're anticipating in 2018? Because the DSA obviously has substantially higher amount of participation. They have 54 members. I just don't know what the breakdown is between friends and smaller employers and more middle-sized employers, but... Okay.
And the idea is that by the work that we are doing, it will affect everyone. It will obviously create more awareness downtown. It will build our city. It will build Sylvania. And I don't know if 175 is unreasonable to ask everyone to be a part of the DSA.
And Bill, maybe you can help answer this question, or maybe DSA knows. How many businesses are in the downtown footprint? Right.
That does include some that are all everybody's within Sylvania.
Right.
The actual number that's in pretty much every business that's on Main Street is part of between DSA and Red Bird.
Okay.
We, from the two blocks, we I'm pretty sure, unless I'm missing one, it's part of either. It's part of the whole.
Okay.
So, point of clarification, are you saying you have 54 dues paying members? And so now you're going to wipe away all the other. There will be no 25, no 50, no 100. Everybody's 175. Boom, that's it.
And you expect out of those 54 entities, about half of them will step up and do the entire 175 amount, correct? Because I'm assuming the 54, there's a reasonable number of friends. Somebody like myself would just say, hey, I want to participate in DSA and say, you know, can I be a member for $25 kind of stuff. Oh, really? Okay. Okay. So most of them are small businesses then. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm having trouble with the math. If you're going to have 50 members and $175, that's well over $10,000 of dues that you're going to collect. But the budget you gave us shows... $42.75 for next year. So, what am I missing?
That is that budget for the new dues structure.
Uh-huh.
That was basically our current DSA. That was our new dues structure just got approved last Thursday.
Okay.
And we just had our board meeting to come up with our new structure, so that way we'll just have a couple days.
So there's an extra $5,000 of cash flow that would be coming in, presuming that everybody remains part of DSA, correct? Another thing that I was a little unclear of is during the meeting a few weeks ago, there was some conversation about the fact that you would anticipate that over time the DSA would be able to wean itself off of, assuming that the council decided to fund this, in 5 to 7 years. I'm a little unclear on a sense of how that occurs. I heard the first five just now. But I'm not sure about the remaining part of that. Where do you guys anticipate that money coming from?
Well, I think the paid employee who's dedicated to finding more resources will be able to write more grants, will be able to recruit more sponsors, and then hopefully we'll have more businesses that come into our downtown area, with the development of FOMO and other areas along Main Street.
You know, you said this was a part-time position, is that correct? So how many hours do you anticipate, a week or a month or a year, do you anticipate this position will be delivering at that $13,000? Have you reached out to CIC at all for funding?
Yeah, the CIC it gave the DSA a grant of $500 to start to apply for their 501c3. So that was the seed money and was turned out to be a good investment.
Mary, could I take that kind of line of discussion a little further? One of the things that I've seen about these kind of organizations is that the funding often is a three-legged stool, right, with membership, some public dollars, and then an additional component of funding from sponsorships. And by that, I don't particularly mean, you know, $500 to be one of 12 sponsors for an event, but going to some of the stakeholders who would really benefit if this succeeded. Okay, so that would be the major downtown businesses. It might be, it should be the CIC. Could be the Republic people who are going to be building out SOMO, right, because they have a real vested interest in the community. It could be our major employers, because this is what you're going to provide as a recruitment tool for Root or Interrupt, right? Have you at all considered or had discussions about what I'd consider to be major permanent ongoing sponsors to take up a portion of the funding? Or is that just not likely or possible?
I think it's possible. I mean, I certainly think moving into 2018 as we transition to DSA, that's certainly our goal, is to approach Connecticut Flower Hospital and some of the other places that you mentioned and try to secure some of that, you know, corporate sponsorship.
Okay, so theoretically that would somehow bring the funding, the income dynamic into a little bit of a different balance than it is as you're presenting it. Okay. So you're not rejecting that?
No.
Okay. Okay.
This might not be the right answer. My question would be, if we are going to them, are they going to ask the same question of what does the city provide? I know the businesses pay a lot to the city. Is that going to be a question that they kick back at us?
Yeah. I think I wouldn't expect that you would go forward with that. I mean, this is not going to work, I believe, without some support from the city. Okay, so let's assume that happens. I can't say that it will, but let's assume it does. So, you know, I think that that's the city is here to sort of help worthy enterprises like this get going. Yeah. 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 Right. They're probably sitting there understanding the benefit already to them. Okay, so I think I understand what I'm saying. I don't honestly, having sat on the donor end of a lot of these conversations, I'm not sure that would come up.
I think we see the city funding as a bridge to help us get to where we need to be, to where we can become more self-sustaining.
Okay. Mary, could I ask another what if question? If we did provide some funding, you would be put in with a half dozen or so other organizations that get funding from the city. And I believe every one of those other organizations has some form of city representation. on its board of directors. All of us sitting here sits on, I think, one or more community boards, and I don't see that in your current composition. What kind of accommodation could you make to have the city, as one of your major funders, have a seat or two at the table to be able to make sure that, to be able to report back that progress is being made?
We're not.
There's no argument up here for me on that one.
We're not necessarily looking for, you know, someone to come and, you know, basically, you know, be a part of it, because you already are a part of it. Bill's there every meeting. We work with Bill all the time, Katie all the time. There's Jason's a part of the front. Jason's one of the board members. There's plenty of city.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting that. I mean, to put it plainly, I think the reason we do it sometimes with the other organizations is we like to make sure our investment is being spent wisely, right? And to have a council member tasked with that and be able to report back or provide information or be a resource is helpful to some of us sometimes with the other organizations. So the reason I raise it is not at all to be involved in an operational level, but rather more of a maybe strategic level, but probably more broadly just a information level. Yeah, I'm not quarreling at all with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill basically is the one that works with us on a daily basis. So there already is someone that reports back and talks to Flash.
Okay.
Scott, are you not interested in considering some additional, not operational input from a member of council or an official capacity, or are you open to consideration if we have further thoughts on that?
Let me just tell you a little. You guys are doing great stuff. We've seen, you know, we live here. We see it. You're doing. I think we're all very impressed with what's going on. But you know, if you look at what our agenda is tonight, it kind of tells you what we do at City Council. Okay, we're going to meet some new police officers tonight. We're going to look at the changes to our zoning code on we're going to get a report on the zoning code. We're going to look at how we're going to pay for the river trail. We're going to, the highlight of the evening will be the Alexis Road hydraulic study, where we're going to talk about,
please, Doug, I think the dump truck might be
stormwater. Yeah, well, we do have a dump truck on here, and we have a road project, and mostly what we do is roads, water, police, call the police to come, make sure we plow the streets. What we don't do a lot of is economic development. Now, we do some, but when we do economic development, what we're looking for is a get in and help and get out, because we know long term, that's really not what we're here for. So when I look at your proposal, I'm thinking the same thing here. I want to make sure that we're you got something new here. We want to help and make sure you take it to the next level. But ultimately, I think we think what we want to see is we want to see the downtown businesses market themselves and do their own. We want to make sure that the roads in front of your business are good, the sidewalks are taken care of, we got good water service, and if you call the police, they'll come. You know, those, we want to, clear your snow. We don't want to be involved in running or even promoting, doing the marketing for your business. So what you're hearing here is that sort of mindset, I think, from council. We definitely want to partner with you in terms of getting you up and going and taking it to the next level. But you need to be thinking very quickly becoming self-sufficient. We don't want you to become dependent on us going forward. And, I think, Mark, one of the things I was sitting on a beach last week, so I didn't get my questions in on time. I was on vacation with my family. But, one of my issues was exactly these dues issues, okay? You're an economic development organization, and you ought to fund that with the people that are primarily, and not that the city doesn't benefit from this. It does, but our role is to create an environment where you can be successful. And that's what we want to be part of. So, if I were going to, I would tell you to think about raising your dues. I'm a lawyer. I pay over $1,200 a year in bar association dues. And believe me, I don't get anywhere near the economic support that you all are getting. I hear you agree that, but that's where we're coming from, and we're not hostile to the idea. We're trying to be responsible with our limited public dollars. And you have to. The other thing is that this is a tough time for cities. Our city has done better than most, but our sources of funding have been significantly reduced because of changes in the funding of local governments by the state government, doing away with the estate tax, which we all got a benefit of. I mean, we've lost a significant amount of our revenues, although we've been fortunate to have good business growth, which has helped do that. And that's why we're still sitting here saying, let's figure out how we can help you, but we're going to expect you to step up pretty quick and take over the reins on your own, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, too, because I think we are trying to convince our business owners to see the value in what we're doing and to ask them for more money in terms of membership. It's, again, standing in front of them and saying the same things and trying to convince them how this will benefit them in the long run.
And for some of us who have been on here for a long time, we remember a previous downtown organization that the city was more involved in,
and a special improvement district
that we ended up with the business owners not wanting to participate in that. So we have some of that history, although not that it's directly applicable to you. In fact, in a lot of ways, your self-starting is to be admired and gives us, I think, optimism that this can work.
I'm sure.
If I may, that special improvement district is a long time ago, but it did not work well. It did not have dynamic people doing it. This group is working. This group's doing great stuff downtown. The administration appreciates it.
I'm sure that council members will have additional questions, but we are 35 minutes into the meeting, and I do want to just do two things. One, I want to give the Arts Commission, if there's representatives here, I can't really see past you. I don't know if is Jen or Laura here, and maybe you could step up and give us some feedback. And I also wonder, just by a show of hands, and again, maybe you could sit down for a minute because I can't see the audience. Is there anybody in here who's here because they're not happy with this idea? Just by a show of hands. So everybody in here is here to support this discussion? Is that a yes? Okay, all right. So Jen, why don't you maybe give us some perspective on Arts Commission? Because it's a change.
It is a change. And for those of you who don't know, Jennifer Urshan, the executive director, is the same thing here. And I wasn't coming here tonight really expecting to speak.
Sorry, I put you on the spot. Sorry.
You know, I think one of the great things about the Arts District and the regular art walks and everything that's been happening so far is it has brought some great energy to our community. It's brought more awareness of what we're doing with the arts in our community when people come to downtown Pennsylvania and see what's happening. So I think it's definitely worthwhile continuing and helping it to see it grow. I think the DSA is a really great partner organization. They have been all along, as well as the Chamber and everyone else in our community. You know, I want to see it continue to succeed. Strategically, you know, I've kind of been part of the conversation all along, and I know the group has went back and forth and it makes sense for it to live, because I think the mission and the purpose of the district and the walks and everything else that happens with it really kind of goes hand in hand with both organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you're speaking of it. If you're talking about the arts piece of it, absolutely. If you're talking about the economic development part of it, DSA makes more sense. Those relationships with business. Yes, I have those relationships too, but I'm not meeting with them on, you know, weekly or monthly basis. And I'm not talking about strategy for their business. So I see both sides of the coin. I really have a hard time with this one. And again, I know that those four people had a hard time with figuring out the right place for it to be too and coming to that conclusion. So, you know, I think most of you on council heard me say before, even when I talk about myself, I really want what's best for Sylvania. I know that statement has not worked for me in the past. I was approaching council to be considered for council. But as a person that, you know, has put 5.5 years into the Arts Commission, because I care about Sylvania, that really is ultimately what it comes down to. I mean, if this is a better way to do it, then that's what I want to see happen. I want to see it succeed. Is there a different way this could be done with us partnering a little bit differently? I don't know the answer to that. But what's most important to me is that we do continue to be seen as a creative community, as a community that understands the value and the importance of the arts. You know, I see it every day in what I do. And it does make a difference.
That's great. Thanks,
Jennifer. Could I just probe that a little bit? I personally don't see the current 2018 round of budgeting as being a zero-sum game as it relates to our community support. So I would like to think, and I will advocate for the point, that if we do provide funding for Redbird, it's not at the expense of any other organizations. So I think that, I mean, that's where I'm coming from, okay? But I'm almost hearing that you're feeling that there couldn't be a collaborative approach with all of the organizations going together. I mean, I really do see the Chamber and you at the Arts Commission and Redbird having sort of different functions as it moves forward. So help me understand. Yeah.
In terms of that, because we have all of those words together.
Yeah.
And that's never been a problem. I don't see that changing. I don't see that changing at all. When I see both sides of the coin, I just think it's that tear between the arts part of it and the business part of it. And I think there's a lot of ways it makes sense both ways. I know a lot of you have asked some questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leading up to this.
Okay, thanks.
But I would like to add that I'm in support of it moving forward. And this is the, and I think it can speak for my executive board too, that, you know, we've had a lot of good conversations about it. And ultimately, we just want to see it continue to move forward. And if there's an opportunity for Redbird to be successful with the DSA and we get some funding to grow, because we weren't able mid-year to figure out a way to fund some of those things, then that's what I want to see happen. Because it is very important, and there's some really passionate people that care about what they've been doing, and they have done some great things in the past 2 years. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. You know, another conversation that I really thought might be interesting is to get some feedback from the chamber about what your perspective on this is. Certainly we do funding for you, and then I know that we've got the president from CIC here, and he may have some comments as well, just to get some other perspectives for council members on your take on it.
I, too, was also plugging that up. Excuse my more casual appearance. My perspective from this is bigger than just Bedford. This is bigger than just But for me, when looking at this and looking at moving it forward, this is more about the marketing manager for all of downtown cities. What Bedford has started has grown so big that we know we need someone like a marketing or a Main Street manager. I don't really have much knowledge of the history and how our organizations used to work together. I've been with the chamber a little less than a year and a half. But I don't see any of how we are currently working together changing at all. We have an incredible working relationship, the Chamber, the Historical Village, the DSA, the Arts Commission. We do so much together, and there's no way that any one of us could do it all by ourselves. We collaborate together, and we need each other to create this healthy environment that we created in downtown Sylvania. Just Mary, to your point, I think the Redbird has started to, has proven themselves over the last 2 years. We know that what they're doing and their creative energy is successful. It's good. It isn't just mediocre. It's amazing. And in order to continue that moving forward, I know they've proven themselves, and this is, again, just to take it to that next level. I am on the DSA board and did vote this way primarily because this isn't just a Redbird piece. It is bigger than that. It is more the Main Street manager. So that is why I voted to merge this into DSA, which is that Main Street manager.
Thanks, Michelle. Any questions for Michelle? Okay. And John, I don't know if you've got any perspectives you'd like to share from CIC's angle. Again, we provide funding to the chamber as well as to CIC, so it seems like they may have a perspective that's healthy.
Thank you, Madam President. That's 3 for 3. For people who didn't expect
this. I would still want to be sure that you all know we want you to keep coming back.
Give me a pass, but, I don't think the CIC is really the organization to address this with respect to the venue and the business development downtown Sylvania. Yes, we've lent money to various businesses up and down the street for their own private development. We kind of see the CIC as maybe being the bricks and mortar type of business. It was really begun to do infrastructure work, water, sanitary, whatever. We might want some water lines we don't even know about. But for the marketing and goodwill and community building and all of the things that the DSA does, and I'm also on that board, which I really enjoy because there's so much energy. If I didn't take this moment in time to say that I would be surprised if the city doesn't double their request for funding. Thank you.
Thank you. So, again, I'll open up to fellow council members for additional questioning with the sensitivity that we do need to wrap up because we've got two public hearings this evening, so we'll need to make sure we're sensitive to the time. Anything else?
I have a couple of clarifications, thank you for answering my questions. But I still have a question number 3. I mentioned about the Spring Fest losing money, and you said that it earned I said it was $860. I don't know where you're getting the $2,860 from the numbers that you put in the budget. There's only a difference of $860 in the positive, but you say it's $2,860, which is, I guess, not a big deal, except numbers keep changing on this final column, and I'm not sure where we're ending up on that. But the fest, spring or fall, seem to be quite expensive to produce, and for the next year, you're saying each one will bring in about $1,500. And the one that just happened that I was out of town and I was not at, the fall festival, you said made $3,100. Can you clarify, is that $3,100 what you actually made, or is that what was brought in that day? Is that profit, or I'm sure it caught, I don't think it's profit, but tell me, please tell me, Scott. That is profit. Okay, well, that's good. That's better than your forecasting for next year. So can we say, okay, that's not going to be $1,500 each, but $3,000 each?
I would expect with the local fest and how it works with our operators now, that $3,000 at a minimum, we should be able to, just for what we put onto it. In the spring one, there was an error on the original that was just missed. That's why it changed.
That one that I'm questioning, the 860?
There was an error that we just missed.
So you actually did make 2,860, not the 860 that's shown on this sheet. Right, right. That way, I know that was the point, that it did rain and you still made it. Can, while you're at the podium, can you answer me, if does the Downtown Sylvania Association, separate a little bit right now for this moment, from the Redbird, have backup money? Do you have a cushion? Do you have a bank account? I think usually when we give out money, we ask those kinds of questions of the group asking for more money. Do you have money?
Currently, we have $13,300.
Okay. Okay. The other question I have is about membership. The members need to be business owners on the three blocks or so of Main Street. Is it a closed club, so to speak?
No.
Okay, talk to us a little bit about that then. I mean, are you you mentioned that to Mr. Fry about expecting, I think, 40 members, I think you said. Is that businesses along Main Street, up and down Main Street, maybe a little bit down Monroe, one way or the other, probably that way? Right. Are you going to seek members from outside the business owners just down the Main Street block, I guess, basically?
I personally don't see, I see it as downtown being a central spot, and everything that we're doing helps Sylvania's community as a whole. It helps build the community, it helps build everything. So I don't see it as just being down here. That's our main spot.
Right, right.
But we already have business members that are outside of the area.
So you could build your membership roles up in order to have more funding come in as well. Good. That makes sense. Thank you, Scott. Your turn, Jason.
Actually, I don't have any questions. And at the risk of sounding redundant, I mean, or taking up extra time, I just want to recognize them for the great job they've done. I mean, you know, for the amount of what you're asking, and the work that you're doing, I see that as a, you know, it's almost a deal for what you're bringing downtown. So I support it. Keep up the good work. You know, thanks for coming and asking and being prepared and answering all of our questions.
I do think that now I just need to make sure that we're all in the same place. This certainly is something that will be a discussion at the Finance Committee meetings, and as we look at the budgets moving forward, that's when we'll be more seriously considering our ability to fund it at this point in time. But I think certainly you've heard from council members with their questions, and I think we will proceed and keep you posted on where we land. And I think the budget is usually approved in the month of December, so by that point in time we should have a very good handle on where we are. That there may be additional questions that we reach in and ask of you, and we certainly invite you to reach in and ask questions of us. Is there anything else from any members of council that you'd like to be brought to the attention of the group?
I would just like to say one thing. I think it's wonderful that you're all here. I think Sylvania is blessed to have you all here doing what you're doing in downtown Sylvania. I hope you do feel the opposite as well, that you're blessed to be in downtown Sylvania, in this city where we care about everything that goes on, and this panel works hard to be informed. I don't think we've ever been as well informed as we have been with this request. We always ask folks to come in and talk to us a little bit, but we've spent a lot of time and energy, I know personally I have, reflecting on this and trying to figure out the numbers and all that. I'm known for being a detail person, and I don't think that's always a positive, but it's the way I am. But I do think it's a two-way street. We thank you for what you do for our community. I hope you feel the same way about the city of Sylvania, because I think you're in a good place.
Thank you. And I know that Katie wanted to make some final remarks as well.
Just as a point of information, I was able to get some Main Street manager information from Heritage, Ohio. And just for budgeting information, there's 22 Main Street, Ohio programs, with populations 4,000 being the smallest and 52,000 being the largest. There's only two municipalities that contribute nothing. The smallest contribution was $4,000 to a population of 3,500, and the largest contribution was almost $143,000 from a city that has a population of $17,000 in Ohio. So there's a broad span of contributions that are made to these DSA programs, and it's all across the board. But all in all, I mean, there's a history and there's a precedent of municipalities contributing to their downtown association.
Anything else to come before the committee of the whole meeting for the good of the order?
I think Michelle has an event Friday night that you ought to really stand up and let everybody in the room. I think they all know it, but that's a big event Friday. Part of a Redbird event, too.
I'm sure all of us downtown folks have seen it, because we're blessed to be downtown, as Sandy said. And please know, we do absolutely all feel that way. I come into work every morning and I smell donuts from Frisky's, and it's just, it really is. I couldn't imagine working in a cooler place in Sylvania. So, the lights hanging across Main Street, of course, we are lighting those up for the first time officially this Friday in conjunction with our Redbird at 8 p.m. So please come out and join us. We'll be hitting the button and coming down and lighting them up for the first time. So.
The new city lights and the trees will be lit at the same time. That was a big financial input by the city to trim those trees and get those in as well. So they're going to make our downtown magical at night. It's a good time to be doing it. The city's also going to be dedicating some thank you signage for the mini park there at the northeast corner of Maple and Main Street. The Reed family has given that to the city for $1 a year for a long time. We're finally going to put up some signage thanking them for that contribution.
Yes. And Mayor, thank you to you and your team at the city. Pat O'Brien, Kevin Aller, that went and everything that we requested with those trees and hanging the new lights, it was definitely a joint team effort. That's everything that we do is. So, and also the business owners who let us so willingly drill into their buildings. Yes, we are here. Probably wouldn't have made for a very nice massage at that point, so thank you again, and 8 o'clock this weekend.
All very exciting. We can't wait to see the city light up one more time in one more fun way, so thank you for all you do. Is there a motion to adjourn this committee of the whole meeting?
So.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the committee of the whole meeting. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries, and this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you so much.